I hardly can remember when I first and when. When was the last time I met Pekka? But what I remember and what I hardly will forget is a long story, a long saga. I met him and Agnieszka in so many places. At Pre-Italia, in Matera, Lecce, Vienna, Amsterdam, Helsinki, Oulu, Faroe Island, Warsaw, etc., etc. We spent a week together working on a piece, Homo Politicus Vulgaris, in a radio studio in Helsinki. At what time I was living with him and Agnieszka in their home, when we got close to each other outside of all formal and professional relationships. This Pekka and Agnieszka were in a way different people. I loved so much the other way. We were preparing the food and must say, drink a lot. Later, both of them spent an unforgettable week in my summer house in Rovinj. That's a city in north of Adriatic, where we were like a family living together, not even speaking about art of radio or whatever professional. Going back to our time in Helsinki, both working and enjoying life, I don't want to miss mentioning that Pekka took me once to a huge underground atomic shelter. We spent hours there, hours. He was like my Virgil, Publius Vergilius Maro Pekkas Hiren, who introduced me to the underground world. That my experience was both scary and glorious. We were screaming, shouting, singing, and waiting for her echo to come back to us from the dark depth, like from some deep Dante Alighieri circle of hell, Pekka's circle of hell. Such a pity we didn't any recording at that time. Pekka had the keys of everything. The keys of the underground and from the world above. The keys of Helsinki radio studios, various warehouses with musical and other instruments we used for our experiments. Few times we visited radio building later in the night where nobody was there, what somehow was like a sequence from a horror film. I have experienced series of huge tympans, like mute mummies in some pharaoh's tombs. That was a feeling I used to have making sounds of stalactites in some of the caves in search of underground sounds years earlier. The only difference was that there were no beds in those radio depots. But somehow, somewhere in us were mental bats flying around, ghosts from the Nordic saga. Yeah, Pekka was a figure from a Nordic saga. He had a large, large body, but his heart was larger, larger than his body was.